past. As a matter of fact, it was about 2 years ago, I think, in Oklahoma, when I convinced him that he needed to come out to Utah. And he says, I love Utah. I'll be out there. And this gentleman is not only asked to be the MC at the executive director banquet, but when you think about the leadership he brought into the state of Arizona to take them to a new level, he's going to share some of that information with us. So as we now put together our leadership team, he's going to show us exactly what's working in the state of Arizona. So I want to get myself out of the way right now, and I want to bring up our guest speaker to share some phenomenal information, Executive Director, Regional Vice President of Arizona, Mr. Harold Bridge.
Keep it right here. Keep it simple. How y'all doing, everybody? I'm really excited to be here. And I have spent some time in Utah before, and it's always been fun. My first time coming to Utah was to perform at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City. Now, I did that a couple years back and back. And then I had the opportunity to come and perform at the Winter Olympics when it was here. So that was awesome as well. And one of the events surrounding the main event of the Olympics, of course. I don't think poetry is an Olympic sport yet, but we're working on it. Speaking is the number one fear on the planet. It is so. And the number two fear is death. So that means more of you would rather die than do what I'm doing right now. I should be wearing a helmet. This is an extreme sport. Exactly. And then got a chance to connect with a leader that you all have been repeating his name throughout the day, Mr. Lucas Hill, and spent some time in that area as well. And so nothing but fond experiences. And I appreciate your hospitality, everybody. It seems like everybody is saying, hey, Mr. Branson, by the time we're done talking, you say, do you need anything? Everybody is just, do you need anything? I'm like, no, I'm great. Thank you. Just the smiles is more than enough. If it's okay with you, I want to have a genuine conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And just to give you, and we're going to do some of the corporate slides because every month they have new information they want to make sure that we have. So I do that on behalf of your market as well. But while I'm setting it up, there are some things I do want to speak to you about, and I want to share with you all. And all I want to share with you is my perspective on this amazing company. I want to share with you why I'm so sold and I'm so locked in and why I'm more excited now than I've ever been in Legal Shield. So this is almost a petition to you to invite your trust and to invite your excitement. Personal development to me is knowing the part of personal development is knowing the appropriate response to a given situation. So the appropriate response to the situation you're in with Legal Shield is flat out excitement.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about. Like I always count on my brother. I always count on Sheber. It's flat out excitement. But you may not know why just yet. So you may not understand. My job is to convey that to you today. I want you to know the position you sit in. I want you to realize how much richer you are than you actually realize you are. And why am I qualified to share this perspective? Well, it's for a couple reasons. I'm a nerd. We'll start there. I believe in research. I believe in deep analysis. I'm also an artist, so I believe in passion as well. And I believe in heart. And I believe in energy. And I still believe in old theories like nobility and honor and fighting for what's right and never giving up. And I believe in these things. I believe in loyalty. I believe in, you know what I mean? So there's different things I believe in. So when I look at this, I also believe in providing. I'm a father. And I have a responsibility, not just to my children, but to those who are watching me as well. I believe in surviving everything, no matter what happens, surviving and always coming out better on the other end. I believe in that. So my 10 years in this business has been interesting. And I'm going to allow the training to occur as I share my story. Is that fair? Oh, we got this up?
We got it up.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's do that. So I'm going to run through the corporate slides first, and then we're going to delve into this part. I know you're anxious now. I got you all set up. You're like, come on. I know. I like to have a good time, and I like to have fun. I hope you join me, because I'm going to have a good time with or without you. I like to joke. Hopefully nobody's too sensitive. All right. If so, we'll talk afterwards. I'll hug you. I am a counselor. Help you work through that. Okay. All right. Okay. Super Saturday update for August. Very important information. We're going over talk about believers and achievers, the recruiting calls, the 60-60 program, group school, and we're going to promote the upcoming events, which has already been done. So we're excited about that. But I do have an exciting promotion for you all, which I'll give you later as far as your next Super Saturday. One of my heroes is coming to your town. And so Las Vegas is already sold out. Orlando is selling out. Look, the Believers and Achievers Conference, you have no idea what's going to be unleashed here. It's a monster that they've had in a cage somewhere. And they're waiting for October 5th to let it go. This conference is going to be absolutely next level. It's going to be so powerful. You have some of the top leaders that's going to actually be in Orlando. Then they're going to hop the jet and then fly to Vegas so they can be at both in the same day. Right? Regular airplanes don't do that. I think they're just going to call Scotty and just beam themselves there. Whatever. That's what they're going to do. So you could. There's been a survey that's been sent to our registered associates where you can help pick the topics and the speakers of the people that's going to be there. The bottom line is there is nothing bigger and nothing better than getting around the international family. This is one of our family. This is a mini reunion, second only to our international convention, which is the huge family reunion. Does that make sense, everyone? There is no way to run an effective business if you don't stay plugged into what's going on. We're talking about up-to-date information. There is no business you would ever, there's no business, there's no stock, there is no income generating anything that we could expect to appreciate if we don't appreciate it by paying attention. If you ran a business, wouldn't you want to know? If you ran a bicycle business, wouldn't you want to know all the new bicycling information as soon as it comes out? Because if you don't, your competitors do. Now you're behind the curve. So information is absolutely important. So we want you to have that. We got video cue? We good? Let's do it.
I'm here because of what I believe in. I believe in Dave Savula and Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers and Kim Millia and Larry Smith and Jason Lavender, these other great field leaders, many of you who I've interacted with. I'm here because I believe in you.
So classy. Don't you like the logo? Just so classy. This is definitely the place to be October 5th. So put that down on your schedule. Write that down. Where are you going to be October 5th?
Vegas.
It's going to be in Las Vegas. Orlando. Pick one. We also have recruiting calls as well. This is a corporate's way of making specific stories available to your particular prospects. This is a huge, huge, huge tool that could be used, if used properly, can help you build your business in a major way. Imagine you're going to tell somebody about this business and their background is military. It would be good if they could hear the story of someone who's military. But guess what? If you don't have somebody immediately and readily available with a military background that's successful in Legal Shield as well, then you're kind of stuck. You just don't have that. This is what we call mirror matching. Mirror matching. Mirror matching is extremely effective. And even in communication, in interviews and in different techniques that you learn from different classes, they teach you to mirror the person you're talking to. Right? Officer, right? It makes them comfortable, allows them to relax because the average person is fairly vain. Y'all thought y'all heard me wrong, didn't you? The average person thinks that they are awesome. So act like them and they'll think you're awesome. I'm telling you, it works that way. And so you let them from Spanish ministry, military sales, lawyers, teachers, networkers, hospitality, mothers, fathers. And so the current call is law enforcement. Make sure you have these numbers. Are these numbers in your cell phone? Are they readily available to you? 832-225-5021. But you can also access all of these calls by calling the archive number, 704-322-4189. You got to have the proper tools for your business. What if you talk to somebody and they don't have an internet available right then? Do you just not expose them? Do you say, well, I'll just call you back when your internet gets back up? No. No, you utilize what we have available.
He said, Brian, when you make your work your ministry, you'll never work another day in your life, and you'll be 1,000 times more effective than you are right now. And I believe Legal Shield is my calling. I believe when I wake up in the morning, I wake up with a purpose, and I know I'm going to go out there and impact families. And what's great about the income that we get to make, that we're privileged to make in this business, the money is nothing more than a measuring stick for the number of lives that you've impacted or that you've changed.
So what's your passion and what's your purpose? And have you correlated your purpose with your business? My passion is art and helping people. I really do. I love to take people from here to here. I hate to see people abused and taken advantage of. I really have a passion against bullying. I've done worked more bullying campaigns and projects across the United States and the world, actually. And guess what? I do more work with bullying in Legal Shield with adults than I did when I was working with kids. Am I right? Because what is it? The story I told you earlier about them not wanting to get my money back. That's a form of bullying. I'm going to treat you bad and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, guess what? There is something I can do about it. I can call my attorney. I can call my law firm. So what's your passion? And have you connected your passion? So write your passion down if you're taking notes. And find a way to connect that passion with your business and you'll be unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable. The 60-60 program. About to happen.
Hi, everybody. I'm here to talk to you about the new version of the Fast Start program that will be effective starting August 1st. It is a pilot program, meaning that it is in test mode until we can see what kind of business it generates. The program is called 60-60, and it has been especially constructed to support a sales initiative called 21st Century Direct Selling. We introduced this concept at our convention in April, and it has been in test for 2 months with 500 associates in Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. I have to say that results so far have been pretty encouraging. So good, in fact, that we are ready to take this program to the next level. That is what we'll be doing in August as we introduce the concept to the rest of the country. Before I tell you about the 60-60 program, let me first introduce you to the principles behind 21st Century Direct Selling. As you know, we are and continue to be a very strong, healthy company with $400 million in sales, 1.4 million families covered, and 40,000 calls to service answered every week. All that is good, but there is an aspect to this business that continues to bother us, and that is that many members join us as associates, pay the $149 enrollment fee, and are by any definition raving fans, valuable beyond belief, and yet they do not get their business off the ground. Why? Well, we have done our homework, and we know the answer to that question. First, They don't get their business rolling because they fear being rejected. Second, they worry that they don't have the product knowledge that they need. Third, they feel that they don't have the social skills to talk to people. Well, the 21st Century Direct Selling Initiative addresses all three of these issues. It allows every associate time to build relationships more than sales, to introduce the product to customers and allow those customers to discover it for themselves, to follow up with customers and yet allow them to move at their own pace. All of which means that associates are only ever advancing a sale or making a sale. They are never pushing too hard, they are never rejected, and they never fail. All they are ever doing is offering a product that, according to our research, almost half the population are interested in buying right now, today. So for 21st century direct selling to work, all we need to do is to make sure those customers have enough information to make their mind up. By using the new videos launched in April and engaging with people on their terms, we can talk to more people than ever before, have more people attending meetings than ever before, and the business becomes easier than ever before. Quite literally, anyone can do it. When we tested this concept in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois, as you might have expected, sales increased. But realizing a sales increase was not the most important achievement for 21st century direct selling. The most important achievement was that 98% of associates felt that we had partly or totally eliminated their fear of rejection. That 100% of associates felt that we had partly or totally eliminated their fear of lacking product knowledge. That 94% of associates said we had either partly or completely succeeded in making them happy. Now, unfortunately, we never measured their happiness or fear of rejection before. But what we do know is that 60% of associates felt that they have made incremental sales using the principles in this program during the test. And that 96% of associates felt it would bring them incremental sales during the year. Okay, so we have had some success by telling associates to take more time and make lots of exposures and patiently and persistently give good customer service. Obviously, for them to be effective, we are going to have to give them more time to make it from junior associate to associate. And the new 60-60 Fast Start program is how we do it. The name means $60 and 60 days. And here's why. Starting on August 1st, when a new associate sells a membership or signs a new associate with a membership, within their first 30 days, two things happen. First, the new associate who is making the qualified sale gets refunded $89 of their initial $149 sign-up fee. In other words, post-refund, you are only paying $60 to become an associate. Second, we will extend the Fast Start qualification period from 30 days to 60 days for any new associate who makes a qualified sale in the first 30 days. That's 60-60. And by the way, for those of you who are new to Legal Shield, a Fast Start qualification enables you to advance to a higher rank and earn higher rates of commissions. Did you know that today the average associate who comes into production is 58% more productive than 2 years ago? What we need is more of them. Based on what we learned from the $100 promotion in June, we anticipate that recruitment will be at least double to the prior levels while the 60-60 program is running. We also anticipate that at least twice the associates will come into production. And we anticipate at least twice the associates will fast start qualify. One more change I want to be completely clear about. A program of this scale does not happen without a significant investment by the company. With all the anticipated commissions and business that we are forecasting, we will not be paying the current fast start bonus to the upline while the pilot program is running. But that does not mean to say your income will go down. Because if the program does what we think it will, the rewards will be truly exceptional for everyone. Because 6060 is a pilot program, it will run for a limited time while we evaluate its impact on the business. If you want to see a complete list of the rules and regulations for this program, click the link on this page to download the 6060 flyer. These are exciting times at Legal Shield, and you know it is just a beginning. The great thing about an initiative like 21st Century Direct Selling is that everyone can relate to it. Everyone can see it. It builds on the existing business, and yet there is not a person that has been presented with this concept that has not had an idea to add to it. Someone once told me that you can judge a strategy by the abundance of ideas it creates. By that measure, this is a great strategy. I want you to have a sizzling summer. Go convert those raving fans into raving associates. And I'll see you at Believers and Achievers in October.
We got some exciting stuff going on. And what I'm going to talk to you about after these slides is all about 21st century marketing. Because he alluded to some numbers, but I'm going to show them to you. See, that's something nerds get excited about.
I've carried the projector. Goodness, it was an overhead projector back in the day, right? I paid for the room. I lost money on the room. I had guests promise me they'd show up, and no one showed up. I had people tell me after they signed up, I'm going to be the best person you've ever had on your team, just to never see him again. I can relate. So when I say thank you, I sincerely mean thank you. You are the greatest out there. You're doing everything that you need to do, and I applaud you for that. Sincerely, thank you so much.
We have so many superstars in our company. We really do. And to be able to see them in this fashion is absolutely amazing. Completely redesigned group for all of those who has not gone to a group school. Okay, I'm going to encourage you strongly to go to a group school. If you haven't, how many of you have not been to the new group school? I strongly encourage you to go to the new group school. How many of you would love to meet somebody and in your attempts to recruit them, you find out they own a company with 75 employees, that they would love to have this membership, and you would like to actually have those memberships in your business? How many of you would like that? I don't, you know, because guess what happens when you write a membership? You get paid. It's smart business. So, but you have to know at least the language. Or you could totally just mess the deal up, mess the person not available to you. This makes you better in all aspects of the business. It's totally redesigned. We got workbooks, training manuals, trainer's guide, all new registration forms, feedback forms, certificates, and a whole nine. Don't miss this aspect of your business because those, how many of you wouldn't mind having Dave Savula money? You wouldn't be against that. Dave Savula has the money he has because he has the biggest organization with the most diversity. That's why. He has more small business writers than anyone. He has more group writers than anyone. He has more networkers than anyone. It all cash and it's all the same system. I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about not doing one segment of the business. And I said, man, that's like Superman saying, well, I already got strength. I don't need to fly. I don't need to use my heat vision because strength is enough. So I'm not going to use that. Why cripple yourself when you can use it all? Use everything, right? But our top teams receive the Bose SoundLink Bluetooth Mobile Speaker 2 system. I don't know what it is either, but it sounds amazing. With my diabolical laugh at the end. Whatever it is, it's probably better than what you're listening to now. That's all I know, and that's what I'm going with.
company's so funny. They told me they, as I didn't, I'm, this is my first time seeing it. They said, we put something in there for you. All right. So we already know about our local events and the events that's coming up. You know, family, we are on the verge of something phenomenal. We really are. And let's, how many people in the room have been in the business, are in the business, this is like your first year in the business? In your first year? Okay. How many of you were here 3 years or more? 5 years or more? Okay. 10 years or more? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. When I got started with Legal Shield, it was prepaid legal. And I fell in love. First of all, I was attracted to the money and the program. And just the service itself. I really enjoyed, the first presentation I saw was a luncheon by Darnell Self. So we all know how that turned out. The man himself, right? And so I was at this luncheon and I said, wow, these are really sharp people. They're very professional. I don't have to have a particular background to participate. I think I could do this. With training, I can't do it where I'm at right now in my life. But if they're willing to show me, I can learn. And that's all you can ask for. To be in a situation where if somebody's willing to show you, you have to be willing to learn. And I can learn anything if somebody's willing to take the time to show me. And so I got started. I went to my first convention. And that's where I was introduced to Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. Mr. Harlan C. Stonecipher, aside from having a name that sounds like one of the kings on Game of Thrones. Harlan C. Stonecipher. But to see his heart and his passion and the way that this company was born was amazing to me. A son of sharecroppers, first of all, absolutely mind-blowing. A gentleman whose passion was helping people. He was a school teacher who sold insurance on the weekend. He liked to say, when he was a kid, the only running water they had was when he ran to get it. Right? So this gentleman, being in a car accident that wasn't his fault, getting sued, almost bankrupting him in his home, looking for a solution, looking to buy something like this, and it didn't exist, did research it existed in Europe, said, wow, we need something like that here. And started small. And it, over time, it grew and developed. Constant change. Write that down. This company has always had constant change. We were considered I think it was called a motor club. Sportsman Motors Club. When we first got started. We didn't have 80% of the services that we have now. And it was only about a couple dollars a month. But over time, they added new things, new elements, new aspects. I remember when they announced how they introduced the 24-hour access. And did you know that that area was introduced because of racial profiling? Mr. Stonecipher, an older white gentleman from Oklahoma, was so passionate about racial profiling because of the Abdul Luwuma case in New York. And he partnered with Tony Brown, who is an activist in the black community. And if you're not familiar with that particular case, it was a Haitian immigrant who was assaulted by the police and violated in such a way. It was all over the news. It was just a very tragic situation. Why do I bring up these differences? Because it is always impressive to me when someone who doesn't have to care, cares. That speaks to the heart of it. When someone that may not have an immediate connection to that,
puts his company not on the line, but in the fight. Not because it affects me directly, but because it's right. It's the right thing to do. I fell in love with him. I never said that about another man. I fell in love with Mr. Stoneside. And to hear him talk and to hear, once again, his two goals for the company. There's two goals for the company, according to our founder. Is to give everybody access to their rights and to create more millionaires than any other company in the United States of America, in history. Both of those sounded very noble, and I want to help, especially by becoming a millionaire. Sure, Mr. Stone Cipher, I'll do it, right? So I fell in love with the that aspect. When I first got started, I was working 80 hours a week. I was full-time in grad school, and I had an angry girlfriend because she wasn't getting any time because I was so busy, right? And I put 10 hours into this program by introducing people and bringing them to the house to take a look at information, somebody else answering questions. And in 10 hours, I made $1,400 that first month. I was totally sold. It was a new way to make money. I found out that I could make full-time money putting in part-time hours. And that's all I needed. But you know what else I knew? I knew it wasn't perfect. I knew it wasn't perfect. And we're still not perfect. But I don't know what is. Once you find something perfect, you're in heaven. And I'm not ready to go yet. Right? So it wasn't perfect, but it was working on it. And I could work with anything that's working on perfection. You don't have to be perfect, but I need you to keep getting better. So anything, any challenge I ever had with this company over the years, they got better. It eventually changed it. Was it on my time? Not always. But eventually, it adjusted. Because we have common sense leadership. And we've always had. Always had. So it's an amazing journey. So I'm excited. Here's a couple tips when you recruit somebody. So the guy, he told me about the program on the plane. He happened to be a six-figure income earner himself, Mr. Willie Muhammad, Millionaire Club member, okay, out of Florida. And so he met me on an airplane, told me about Legal Shield. That's how I heard about it. Complete stranger. Met me on an airplane, told me about Legal Shield. My hair was braided to the back. I always had a ton of hair. I'm an artist. Ton of hair, markings, and all kind of stuff, right? Hair was braided to the back. Jogging suit on, right? Baby blue, a bright jogging suit too. Baby blue jogging suit. Some jewelry, change rings and stuff. And I was 25, so, you know, to some people, a young punk probably, you know what I mean, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm asleep because I was up all night getting my hair braided in a cool design. It was so cool, though. It was like Stevie Wonder's old album cover, right? It was awesome. So, he sits next to me. He has on a French cuff shirt, right? I had, and just polished, just clean, right? And some slacks. So I will go straight to sleep. I wake up. I've been up all night. I know my eyes red. I know it's because I've been up all night. He may think it's from something else, right? I just want to paint the picture for you. I'm by the window. I wake up. He's smiling. We're talking. He talks to me respectfully. He didn't judge me. He didn't judge me. He didn't put himself beyond me. He was kind. He was kind to the young guy with the braids on the plane. He had no idea. He didn't know my back. He didn't know I was a public speaker in different arenas. He could have misjudged me from appearance, and it would have been messed up. Also, his appearance caught my attention because I'd never seen a man with cufflinks on that wasn't in a wedding. I never forget it. I was like, wow, this guy's fancy. They're like, wow, he must be doing really well for himself. And I met people that had money and was doing well, and they always treated me bad. They were rude. They were rude. They wasn't friendly a lot of the time. So he was friendly, caught my attention. I thought that was great. We're talking back and forth. He didn't push anything on me, but he told me what he did. I was like, man, that sounds awesome. Man, are you, you know, we're looking for people to work. Are you open to making extra money? Yeah, I like money. Like anybody else. I told you where I was working 80 hours a week in mental and behavioral health counseling. Stressful situation. full-time in grad school. Why was I in grad school? I don't know. I was there because when you get frustrated with life, you don't know. You're not making enough money. You don't know what your next step is. You go back to school. You don't know what to do. You just go back to school. Right? That's what we've been taught. Systematic. Because you got to feel like you're doing something progressive. Or you feel lazy. Even though school may not be the answer. I was going to get a master's, MFA in poetry. Do you realize if you get a master's in poetry, they don't pay you no more? Like, it's pointless. You got debt for no reason. Right? So all of this is happening. All this is going on. We talk. I don't get a chance to get with him because I'm shooting this pilot for this TV show in Arizona. Super busy. Get back. He continues to follow up. Patiently persistent. He doesn't bug me, but he doesn't forget about me. Because sometimes when I don't call back, it's really because I was busy. Not because I'm avoiding you. When I say I do want you to call me, I do want you to call me. But sometimes life is chaotic. So continue to follow up, please. Patiently persistent. But if I tell you to call me on Sunday, don't call me on Saturday. Now I think you're desperate. Nobody wants to do business with someone who's desperate. Okay, he calls me. We decided, he tells me, hey, I got business partners coming into town. We're going to do a luncheon tomorrow. I wanted attorneys because I was starting a poetry group. And we was going to do performances, so I wanted to have attorneys available for us. Because I read Robert Kiyosaki, and he said, you don't try to be an expert in all areas, get representatives for these different areas. So he didn't know that I had read Robert Kiyosaki already, though. Don't prejudge. He didn't know what I read, right? And then so he calls me, decides, okay, luncheon. I said, I can't go. I got to work tomorrow. He said, you don't understand. This guy makes more money in a month than most people make a year. He was a millionaire by 30. I said, wow, I want to be a millionaire by 30. I said, okay, I've called in slick for worse reasons. I mean, let's be real, right? So I called in slick, and I'm like, okay, I'll meet you at the lunch. He said, no, I'll come get you. He lived in Indiana. I lived in the west suburbs of Chicago at the time. He had to drive pretty much through past downtown where the luncheon was to get me about an hour out of his way. And he had to be at the luncheon early to host the selves. I told him I could drive. I had a car. It wasn't impressive, but I had one. He still picked me up. If he was willing to pick me up, the least I could do is call in to work. You see how that worked? And I went with him, and he picked me up, and on the way, he showed me the profiles of success, and I'm flipping through it. I'm flipping through the profiles, and he's playing Jim Rohn in the background, this guy with his weird voice, but he's saying some cool stuff. That's how I was introduced to Jim Rohn, on the way to the luncheon. And I get to the luncheon. Well, we got to the hotel for Mr. and Mrs. Self. First time I met Mr. Self, he had on jeans and a sweatshirt. And his wife was there, and she was just as fancy as she always is. And she was extremely elegant, and he was extremely nice. Now, I already had a preview of the type of income they said he was making. But you know what? People say things all the time. There's a lot of fakers out there. But when I got a chance, so first of all, Mr. Muhammad, he showed up, and he said, sir, do you have those shoes? He said, great. He said, you know, HB, I'm going to leave you here, but I got to go and make this run for Mr. Self. So just mingle. I said, okay, I could do that. It was me and my friend. First of all, Mr. Muhammad was going to get Mr. Self's shoe shine before the luncheon. Okay? Now, I want you all to understand this. And a lot of times you'll see people take care of the guest speaker. I know Mr. Muhammad was making six figures. If the guy that gets your shoe shine makes six figures, you must be rich. That's all I can think of. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the conversation, and Mrs. Self is talking to another female associate, and they're talking about how Darnell sent me and my mom and my mother-in-law to the Hershey Spa, and it was for Mother's Day. It was amazing. And while she's talking, her wrist is just glistening in the light. And I'm like, and I'm turning to my friend, I was like, man, they really got money. Because I didn't even know Hershey chocolate had spas.
Right? They're talking way above my pay grade right now. And I'm just ear hustling. I'm just sitting there like, all right, these people are the real deal. But Mr. Muhammad getting that gentleman's shoe shine and carrying his bag, that was nonverbal edification. That caused me to listen to Mr. Self even more because of the way he was treated. It's less about what he said, because people lie. Rarely do their actions. So you could talk great about Mr. Branch coming to town. But if your behavior doesn't match your words, your guests don't believe you anymore. Okay? Is this helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going on. I get into business. I'm all in. It's hard for me to incorporate the briefings into my schedule because Tuesday night was my poetry night. That was open mic night. And we was creating, we had to create, you know, when you're in a band or something, you got to create a following. So we were starting to create a following with my group and things like that. So I wasn't going to every briefing at first. I was invited to everyone, but they never made me feel bad for not being able to go. When we get new associates, they have to add that to their routine. They already have a routine. They got to add it to the routine. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others. But the fact that they were always open, because I don't respond well to being beat up on. I just don't respond well to, like, negative coaching. I never have, right? And so it was always positive. I adjusted. Eventually, I'm at the briefings. I'm participating. I'm all in. 6 months, I was an executive director. 7 months, a month later, I had an executive director on my team. So my first 7 months in the business, I went bronze because we had so much momentum, okay? I say all that to say, don't prejudge the guy in the cornrows that's sitting on the plane. Because 7 months later, you have a bronze executive director in your organization. Does that make sense? It's about the heart of the matter. I needed a life change right then and there. No doubt, no question. As I began to spend time with the leaders in the business and the executives and the top individuals, I fell in love once again with our system. And I'm a very system person. Very, very system person. And I end up going to the Legends panel, seeing the Legends panel. And let me explain something to you, and this is going to create a transition for us in this talk. The Legends panel is when they, at corporate events, they brought up the Legends of Legal Shield. And the Legends of Legal Shield were individuals that had been in for 25, 30 years. They was in, and what made them so amazing, first of all, they were elders, which I appreciate. We don't appreciate our elders nearly enough and the wisdom that they bring to the table. In Arizona, we do. We make that very real. And we have a huge senior population in Arizona. And it's so funny, because if you know Wayne Reed, he's a great guy. He's like my right hand out there. And they call themselves Grays Gone Wild in Arizona. It's so funny. It's so funny. Like, they're nuts. They're crazy. But everybody's just got such beautiful energy and such high energy. You know what I mean? The Legends panel was full of these elders who, when they start telling, now all I know is they're filthy rich. That's all I know. Filthy rich. Don't worry about money no more. Their grandkids don't worry about money rich. Grandkids don't worry about money. It's one thing when you don't worry about money, but your kids need to figure it out. They don't worry about money. Their kids don't worry about money. Grandkids don't worry about money. They was around and they bought tons of stock when it was 10 cent. You know what I mean? Crazy stuff, right? So we admire what they have. They're talking about the toilets that vibrate and do magical things. And they talk about the car. I got a car for every day of the week. Why? Because I want it. Why not? Right? They just got money. I own a lake. I don't go to the lake. I bought one. Like, this is the type of talk that you're hearing from the Legends, and I'm sitting there like, oh my God, this is so awesome. This is incredible because they're rich. I've seen rich people talk, but there was never rich in the thing that I was in.
These are people that's wealthy in the thing that I'm doing, so I think I could do it. Seeing a wealthy athlete would be exciting to me if I was on my way to being an athlete. I'm not. Not even interested. You know what I mean? So I'm watching them, and it's amazing. But you know the one thing that stood out to me, and I don't know if everybody else heard it, is when they talked about how hard it was. They talked about the times in Legal Shield, in prepaid legal at the time, when they were going through challenges and they were in debt. And it was so deep in debt, they had to stop paying advance commission. And they put the entire field on as earned. And guess what happened? Everybody quit. Everybody quit. That's like instead of you being paid $103 for your membership, you're going to get paid $8 a month. Because we can't afford to pay you all that up front. But, hey, hang in there with us. Because I'm telling you, this thing makes sense. Because we're on the right path. So it's going to be tough right now. You may have to strap in. You may have to go get a little job. It may not bring in the income you're even used to right now. But trust me, don't quit on me. Don't give up on me. We're going to be okay. People don't respond to things like that. People don't know how to stay in the fight that they're losing. They're not built that way no more. I am. I'm built. I want to be built like a legend. Not like a shot in the dark. Because the people that stayed, they never have to worry about money. Their grandkids don't have to worry about money. Because they stayed through a trying time. How dare we desire their level of success and comfort, but not willing to go through and make their tough decisions? I look for an opportunity to be a hero. I look forward to it. I look forward to an opportunity to save someone, to help individuals, to make a tough decision. Usually the right decision and a tough decision are the same thing. I heard that in the movie once. It was said a little more eloquently than I did. But so they stayed. And guess what eventually happened? Out of debt. We're back to paying advance commission. When they went back to advance commission, those individuals overnight, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. Because they stayed through a rough time. How many of you have ever had rough times? And guess what? You're still here. I'm talking about in your life, not in Legal Shield, in your life. You've had a rough time before. And it didn't kill you then. It's not going to kill you now. You're built for this. This is business. And no business comes simple and easy. And if somebody tells you it does, they're lying to you. Beware of whatever they're selling. They're lying. Yeah, you're going to get in a relationship and it's going to be perfect. You're going to meet each other. You're going to fall in love. And you're going to grow old and have a wonderful and beautiful kids. And you'll never argue. That's somebody who has never been in a relationship talking. You know what I mean? You talk to somebody that's been in a relationship for 30, 40 years. They say, woo, man. Boy, I got stories for you. There's going to be days you want to kill them. You just can't do it. Right? Look, this anything worth having is worth fighting for and worth going through the trials for. So this is what I'm seeing. So I'm just telling you that so we can reference it a little bit later, okay? This is what I'm saying. This is what's sticking in my mind when I'm watching the Legends panel, when I'm seeing what's going on. So, okay, I also need to know I need to grow in Legal Shield. One of the things that I learned is that you always take responsibility for yourself. You always take responsibility. If I'm in a business that and I'm not succeeding, but somebody, one person, somewhere is, I'm not doing something right. Then it's not the business, it's me. It's not the company, it's me. So I need to change. Because I believe once you give away responsibility and you live a life of blame, my income isn't growing up because they're making these decisions, because this is going on, because of this or that. Once you live a life of blame, you give away all your power. That's what people don't get.
I had a rough childhood. It was crazy. I get that. I don't have time to blame nobody for it. Because if I blame you, then what can I do to make it better? Nothing. I got to wait for you to have an epiphany. And I don't have that kind of time. I don't want to wait for you to have a realization before my life could get better. So I take responsibility even for things that could in no way ever been my responsibility. Because that's what leaders do. You ever been walking and you saw something on the ground and you was like, who did this? And you pick it up. And the person that knocked it down didn't even think about the fact that somebody has to pick that up. You will always have people that don't take responsibility. So for us to live extraordinary lives, more than ordinary lives, we pick up the responsibility for others sometimes. It is what it is. And it's life. So I'm excited. I'm in the business. We're growing. We're developing. Company's going through different changes. And can we have a real conversation? How real can I get? Because And I'm going to tell you why I believe in being real. Because you have children. And you need to know what it takes. I don't sugarcoat. When I worked with the kids in Columbine, in Littleton, Colorado, after that shooting, you don't sugarcoat. Because sugarcoated answers don't help you with real world problems. It's unfair. It's a setup. And I don't believe in setting people up that give me their time. You all are paying for this right now with your time. And I recognize that and I appreciate the time that you give. So I want to give it to you real. So as I'm growing and developing through the business, I start to fall in love with leadership and mentorship and studying leadership. I'm falling in love more and more with our business and what we have going on. And every now and then I have an idea. I have something I think could be enhanced a little bit better. And it's never too long before they actually make that enhancement. I'm like, oh, sweet. It works out. Fast forward a few years ago, Mr. Stone Cipher decides it's time to sell. And he sells to a company called MidOcean Partners. Go to midoceanpartner.com to see their portfolio. Mr. Stone Cipher, like all legends, is creating something that will live well beyond himself. And like all responsible individual heroes, needed to ensure that it would carry on and be even bigger and better. There was other companies who offered much more money than MidOcean did. But he did not trust them. He did not believe them. He did not feel they would do what was right. I heard a story the other day. It was a gentleman, he's a friend of mine, and he had a setup with a big major company. And the owner of this, everybody knows the company, but I won't put it out there. And everybody knows this restaurant chain. And they had a conference call with Mr. Stone Cipher. And in this conference call, the gentleman's best friend was in charge, really, really high ranking in Walmart. So in the conference call, Mr. Stone Cipher called in and they're talking. And this was such an amazing, amazing story. He said, you know what? I would give you access to all of my businesses and restaurants, but you have to allow Walmart to offer your program. You know, that's how Walmart works. You have to allow us to offer your program. Right? Without taking a breath, that will never happen. This is Stone Cipher. That will never happen. Why? Whoa! He didn't take a breath. There was no hesitation. Now, this is multi-millions and millions of dollars on the line. He said, do you understand? If you're in Walmart, everyone would know about you. Everyone would know. He said, but it will undercut my sales force, and they trust me. And I won't do that. They have families dependent on this. I'm not going to undercut them. They're my business partners. Whoa. You talking about honor?
integrity, making a tough decision. So what are we willing to compromise if somebody come and offer us a little money? People are being exposed left and right these days. Left and right. So this is Stone Cipher. He decided Mid-Ocean Partners, you know what? You're on the right track. We like you. They courted each other for years, by the way. They courted each other long before the marriage, long before they went into the relationship. They audited each other, spent time with each other. Mid-Ocean has never lost. They don't lose. They have never, undefeated, never lost. Never lost. You hear people talking about giving your Dun & Bradstreet. We'll give you my Dun & Bradstreet. You know, my background and my, you know, all this, my resume or whatever. I never heard it until I got in legal school. My D&B, my Dun & Bradstreet, my Dun & Bradstreet. Do you know that the executive board of Mid-Ocean Partners, one of them was the ex-president of Dun & Bradstreet? Like the real Dun & Bradstreet. These people are another level, man. They're another level. So then we inherit Rip Mason and Alan Fernley and eventually bring on Patrick Hodges. Now, I want you to think about this like remodeling a home. And when you're remodeling a home, imagine you have to go. It's easier to go room to room. When they got Legal Shield, they said, you know what? This is an amazing company and this is an amazing program. This is second to none. We want to spend $656 million to acquire it, not mentioning all the time and money spent on research. How many of you imagine someone would spend $656 million to maybe win? Nobody spends that kind of money to lose. I think people would disappear first. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of money. Sorry, Chicago. That's a lot of money. You don't spend that to lose. So whoever's willing to make that level of investment in the company that I'm invested in, I'm rolling. I'm with you. Because that means you're more invested than I am, and I like that. Because the only way for Mid-Ocean to win is for Legal Shield to win. Only way for Legal Shield to win is for us to win. It's the only way. It's the only way. It's the only way. It is the only way. So the purchase is made. Now it's time to put some things in place. Because at the end of the day, we got to be honest. When it's your baby, sometimes some decisions are hard to make. When it's your baby. When that's not your background, you may not even know certain decisions to make. Right? Doesn't mean bad or good. It means amazing. Because I want you to consider this. We have been around, and this is funny, like we laugh about it. We have been around for almost 40 years and we never had a marketing strategy. We never had a research strategy. Those that came from business backgrounds, you know how awkward that is, right? I think it was a business plan. You know what our marketing strategy was? I love Granddaddy Stone Cipher. Our marketing strategy was, it's a great membership, ain't it? You love it? Go tell everybody. And that strategy, the program was so great and the passion was so strong, took us to $500 million almost. That says something. Now, what can we do if we put a marketing strategy together? What can we do? So now we're going from room to room. First room we fix is the name. Is the name. Some of us felt some kind of way about that. I joined prepaid legal. I didn't join a Legal Shield. Somebody, because we're thinking emotionally as opposed to objectively about growth and what's better for everybody. Don't hold on to the wrong things. It's unnecessary. Why change the name? Because prepaid legal in 1972 was a fine name. Beautiful name. Society changed. As society changed, the term prepaid means less quality. Prepaid credit card means your credit too bad and Visa told you no. Prepaid cell phone, that means Sprint kicked you out. Right? Until these things get, prepaid is what you do until you can get the real one. We got to think about not how stuff sounds to us, but how it sounds to somebody who never heard of us. It's hard to stay in that mindset sometimes. So the branding occurred. Legal Shield. And I'm so happy because Legal Shield was our name anyway. It was the name of our 24-hour program, so it was a part of us. Anyway, just made sense. Legal Shield. The Shield. And everything done is being done through research of people that's not in Legal Shield for the most part. Because our goal is how many memberships can you buy?
One.
One. What am I researching you for? You already got it. I need to talk to all the people that don't have it and find out what can we do so the majority of you all pick it up. If there's little things that's making this a problem, I need to know because my people need to eat and eat well. It's time to create these millionaires. It's time to make this happen. So decisions are being made. They change the branding. And even with that, I find myself, the branding is something we have to protect. We have to protect. It's almost like a relationship. You can't move into your new relationship if you got one foot in the old one. So Lady of Justice Pins, time to let them go. It's time to let them go. I know. Have a moment of silence. I get it. I understand. The pins, the different, if we have, once it's, the name badges, once you have your Legal Shield one, just transfer it over. Even paperwork, just transfer it over. There's a reason the change happened. We didn't always have the most ethical associates in our company. And unfortunately, their lack of ethics got connected with the term prepaid legal. How many of you ever met somebody and you tried to share what you had going on? And you said prepaid legal. Oh, no. I know about you. Okay. So y'all said I could be honest. So say some challenging things. I get that. And I'm going to stick around to take whatever lashes I need to when it's done. Thank you. My man, I do have a bodyguard. Right? I just got a bodyguard. So that's the first room. You got the branding. Then you got kind of like the colors and so now our brochures used to be kind of dim and you know, now they're bright. And they got people smiling on them instead of looking stressed, you know? So it's great. We're making these different changes. Group, right? We did the B2B. How many of you was at the B2B about a year ago? Was that an amazing training course? Right, next level. I mean, just amazing stuff. So these adjustments, they stabilized the compensation plan. Compensation plan stabilized, which was great. And the last adjustment they made to the compensation plan with how you move up, that opened up your money in a way that you don't even realize yet. When you hit executive director, you don't get a $44 override anymore. When you hit executive director, that's with three managers on your team. You get a $78 override on everything. Do you understand how much better it is now than it was when I got started? Oh, my God. Right? And so, boom, we stabilized everything. And all this stuff is moving in the right direction. Depending on the department or the company that you're most excited about, it probably wasn't moving fast enough for you. Right? But we got to be patient because guess what? It's room to room. Room to room. But guess what just happened in April? The house was completed. Transitions take time. They take time. A rebranding, I've never been involved in a rebranding of a company of this level before. This is new for me too. But it's new for all of us. We don't know how long it's supposed to take. So it takes a little bit of time. Everybody doesn't have patience. Everybody can't handle time. Those are the individuals, every time they try to bake something, they keep opening the oven and it never makes. It never gets made properly. Because you can't keep letting that heat out. They don't have the patience for it. So you see individuals who we may have thought made good decisions in the past making poor decisions. Willing to take a right now situation for a coffee or a facial cream
or something that they actually used to train totally against because of the lack of patience. And in some situations, the lack of honor. We could talk about that too. So now the house was completed with the website. Your hub website is the most powerful tool that we have. After the research was done, what we found is certain words and certain phrases. I call them $100,000 phrases. And these words and these phrases, they work. People hear them, and it triggers certain feelings, certain emotions. It caused the message to be able to be received, because that's all we want. We just don't want to create up any barriers. Our job is to just clear the path so people can get a straight information of what we got. And how many of you ever met somebody that was great looking, but they had bad breath? Right? Doesn't that just mess up your whole thought process? Right? That's a barrier. That's a barrier. I can't get past it, dude. Like, okay. I've experienced it. So now we got the website up. And what we found is people would rather watch a 3-minute video, 5-minute video, than a 45-minute video. They'll prefer that. People would prefer to watch a video that's actually connected to the corporate entity than not. They'll prefer that because it gives validity to it. It confirms that this is real. Because everything I'm looking at as a prospect, I'm looking for the scam in what you're doing. I'm looking for the scam because there's so many scams out here. You tell me I drink this and I get healthy and nothing hurts me anymore and I'm invincible now and I should join the Avengers. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. So now all of these connections work. So now I'd rather watch a 3-minute video, once I watch a 2-minute video, you're 65% more likely to watch the next video. Now you're intrigued from the 2-minute video. This is research. These are numbers I'm making up. So now I find myself watching all 5 videos. And now I feel like I got the information. And I didn't get it from somebody who was biased, like the person who talked to me. Because you're biased. Because you want me to buy. Because you got a commission attached to it. But the actress that's talking doesn't. And I feel like I'm doing research. We're internet bank. People need to feel like they're checking stuff out for themselves. To feel could be able to commit to something. We do it online all the time. We was out to dinner the other day looking at websites to buy stuff right then and there. We didn't talk to anybody. Didn't have to talk to anybody in that situation, right? They did research, and what we found is that when it comes to insurance-based type products, and last time I was here, I was talking about how we're closer to Geico and Aflac than anything else. And these are companies that's been around for over 70 years. Geico founded in 1933, Aflac in 1956 or so. But we didn't hear about them until about 15 years ago. And why was that? What changed 15 years ago? Branding. Branding changed. But guess what? Somebody got impatient and left before the brandings, before the cavemen came out. Somebody left before the duck showed up. And they had put in 10 years and then left before the duck showed up and they missed their millions. Because they left before the finish line. So we're more related to that than anything else. And what we found is that people like to research it on their own. They like to look at it without somebody there influencing them. And then when it's time to buy, they want to talk to a person. Our job is to escort them through this information. That's what the 21st century marketing is. And that's all it is. So the website being completed, they have an entire environment. They're clicking through, and in their peripheral, they're reading some stuff here. They're checking it out. Well, I want to know more, so they go to the next video. If you're on YouTube watching a video of Legal Shield and you want to know more, you go to one of the videos on the side. But the videos on the side cannot be chosen by anyone. So it may be a disgruntled associate that say Legal Shield doesn't work. That may be the next video that they look. They may just go Google stuff and hear disgruntled this and disgruntled that. So now they have a negative perception. Since April, I have yet to have one person tell me, I saw this on your company. Because once they looked at my website, they didn't feel the need to go anywhere else to get information. That's powerful. That's strong.
So, a couple months ago, Mr. Fernley and I spoke. And we decided to have the focus group in Arizona and to share this information with people. And we know what the system is. You share information, you get them on a three-way call, get them to a live event, all that good stuff. I'm not boring y'all too bad with this, am I?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. When we did the focus group, they shared just what he said, the way of sharing information so that there's no rejection. I love my market and I love my company. And when you fall in love with people in your marketplace that are good people, hardworking people, but they just can't get a membership sale, that's frustrating for you as a leader because you want their success bad for them. It's frustrating. It's painful sometimes. When we did this focus group and we took this approach, and the approach merely was build relationships, build rapport, get to know people. If I'm out prospecting, I don't just say, here, take my card. All right, great. Take my card. Take my card. Is that Darth Vader? Take my card. Take my card. Right? I want to actually spend some time to get to know. Man, that's a nice tie, brother. Right? And this isn't new stuff. This isn't new stuff. This is stuff Dave Savola teaches. Everybody teaches. All the platinums, if you ever watch a platinum prospect, they're building relationships. And then by the end of the conversation, man, we should exchange information. Wow. I know about what you do. You ask what I do. I tell you a little bit. Still get to know you a little bit more. I don't get anxious and jump on. You know? Here, what do you do? Legal Shield. We was founded in 1972. And what we have going on? It gets awkward for the brother. You know what I'm saying? It gets weird. That's not what we do. We build the relationships. We build the rapport. We exchange the information. Then we send them to see what we have going on. We let them take a look. And we let them take a look at their pace. They could watch all five videos right now. They could watch one right now. They could watch one later on today. They could go get the kids, go watch another one. However they want. Because guess what? No longer do I see prospects as prey. Things to be captured. How many times have you walked into your briefing and you saw one of your leaders? You're like, I got one. Come on, we do it all the time. This is my associate. My new associate right here. It's not property, man. This is your business partner, right? They're their old associate. So now we're sharing the information and we're building the relationships with individuals. There's no rejection because we're not trying to get anybody to do anything. That's why there's no feeling of rejection. I've done this in doing what we were sharing, what I'm sharing with you all. I've had people not get involved, but it was okay. It wasn't rejection. Man, you know, I see, man, this makes sense. You know, this is not ready right now. I mean, it sounds, hey, cool. Sounds good to me. You mind if I keep you posted just on how things are going? Certain things come out, I'll let you know. I definitely want to stay in contact with you. Great. I went from 5 to 7 membership performance club points a month constantly. I was one of those people, you know, those people that's always performance club, like since inception. And you're like, how long have you been in performance club? 5 million months. And it's like, God, how do you do that? Right? That's not my story. Right? I do 5-7 a month or so. I keep it because I'm not, you know, I got a BMW now. I can't get rid of performance club. So they got me. Right? But in sharing this information this way, I found myself with 20 performance club points at the end of the month. And I had to take a look because I didn't expose any more people. I just relaxed. I stopped going for the jugular. And in relaxing, they relaxed. I thought numbers would go down immediately. And then they'll pick back up once the pipeline was really full. That's what I thought was going to happen. I was wrong. And what I realized, and this was one of the most humbling things in the world, I realized that as I've been building my business for 10 years, I've been turning more people off than turning them on.
I had no idea. All them times where they just said they couldn't meet, all those times where they just said that the timing wasn't right, it wasn't that. Write this down. Jim Rohn said this. I'll never forget it. Never mistake politeness for agreement. Do not mistake politeness for agreement. If somebody smile at us, we think they're ready to sign up right now. Don't let them say yes a few times in a presentation, because we're taught that they say yes 3-4 times in a presentation. You go for the close right then. They're ready to go. Our society despises being sold anything. We hate it. We absolutely hate it. We hate being sold. And we have become more independent through technology and different things in the last 10 years, 20 years than ever before. Can I show that graph? I know I'm not saying anything insanely profound. I get that. I'm saying something very simple and very basic. But what I'm sharing with you tripled our numbers in Arizona. What I'm sharing with you got associates who hadn't had a guest out in years coming to the briefing with 2-3 guests. What I'm sharing with you had associates who didn't sell a membership. They stopped, in my mind, they probably stopped trying. And they were just showing up for the social aspect of it. And obviously, I appreciate anybody that's showing up. I mean, even if you show up just with a smile, we thank you for that. That helps the room. But I still would like for you to have some success in your business as well. People that wasn't selling anything, they showed up. And they said, Mr. Branch, I got 3 Performance Club points this month. They hadn't had that in 3 years. And this was within a week, 2 weeks. They said, oh, my God, it's so much. We thought we was taking the pressure off the prospect. It's so much pressure off of us. Because some of you feel pressured to close them right now. I was taught you don't walk away without an application. Something. You walk away with something. So people that wasn't really ready, I was getting them to at least get the $17 one right now. And as a result, they were uncomfortable. So there was no way for me to get referrals or even be able to upsell them later after that. And they eventually canceled. What we're looking at here, this is Arizona. Arizona's blue. The nation is red. This is just what we were doing. We was right in line with national average, sometimes lower than national, right? Sometimes a little bit higher, but for the most part lower, okay? Or right in alignment with. No big break from national trend. We started the testing right here. During the test, we stayed above national. This is 6 weeks in with this new approach. Just relaxing. This is 6 weeks in using our corporate website. I don't know about you, but that's a lot. That's like big. That is what we took the four-wheelers up yesterday. It was that steep. It was that steep, and I blame Dave Hall for that. Now, that's exciting. That's huge. People are producing. I want you to imagine, close your eyes and imagine every zero in your organization being at one every month. Not 20, just one. Every zero, a one every month. How many of us would be millionaires? If every zero was a one, if every zero, the numbers say 60% of all people want this. And we're still settling for, hey, if I shoot a mass text out, I got 4 people interested. 4 people, you should have 60. 60. If we're not getting at least 6 out of 10, 3 out of 5, then what are we doing to turn off our full, you know, ability? Maybe we're going too hard. Maybe we got people uncomfortable.
This is the most exciting part. Okay. Test ends right here. Once it ends, we go down and we're right. This is 9% above national average. Still above. I take it. This is 93% above national average here, just so you know. The weeks after, 9% above, 33% above, 53.7% above. And last week we was in the car when I was talking with Mr. Fernley, me and Mr. Sheber. He said, Harold, oh my God, you're still above national average. You're stabilizing way above the nation. You're now 55% above. I said, you got to send me that graph. I got to show. Arizona hasn't seen this. I just got this graph yesterday. 55% above 4 weeks after we get done with the little test. What does that mean? That means people, they attached themselves to it and they grabbed it and they held on to it and they're feeling capable. When he said people felt happier, do you realize a happy team works? If you feel good, you work. If you feel capable, you work. If you feel defeated, you don't. If you feel like you can't do this, you don't. If you're so terrified to do a flip book presentation, but you think that's all you have to do, you don't do anything. Terror paralyzes. Does that make sense, everyone? So I've given you philosophy. Let me share with you exactly how I share the information. As I build relationships, and I want you to think about the relationships you've built over time. As you build relationships, you say, you know what? I'm going to call you later. It's something I want to show you online. Okay, cool. Call later. Hey, Lucas. Answer the phone, bro.
What's up?
Okay. Hey, man, remember I told you I wanted to show you something online?
Yes.
Hey, do me a favor. Are you at your computer?
I can be.
Okay, cool. Do that for me. All right. Check this out. All this is going to sound so familiar. I promise you, this is nothing majorly different. At your computer, hey, type this in for me. hbranch.legalshield.com. Awesome. You see my name in the upper left-hand corner?
See it.
Okay, great. Do me a favor. Scroll down a little bit. Look over to your right. You see where it says our videos? Mm-hmm. Click on that for me. Excellent. You see those little videos, those boxes there? Look, I want you to check these videos out. This program is really next level. I think you'll appreciate it. You may or may not be interested in it, but check these videos out. They're really, really short. They're only like 3 minutes a piece. All right? Check them out. I'm going to call you back in like 20 minutes to see what you thought about it. Okay, great. Peace. Hang up. 20 minutes. Use your own voice. Little clue. Lose your own voice. Don't use your salesperson's voice. All right? Don't go super professional. It's your brother. That'd be weird. You'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you calling me like that? So just use the language you use and talk how you talk, okay? So now, I call back. Boom. Lucas, did you like the videos? What'd you like about it? Did you like the videos?
Yeah, it looked good. It looks interesting.
Cool. Pretty interesting, huh? Well, if that makes sense to you, it can make money for you, too. And I know you got some cool things going on. Man, tell me, what's happening with the family? Blah, 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 blah. I'm assuming I already have a rapport with this brother. You know what I mean? So him taking a look at videos is no harm, no foul. It's a simple thing. He's also looking at videos on the site itself. And he doesn't have to go anywhere else to get more information. One of the things I used to do in building a business, I would give people a piece. And I may come and ask me for another one. Have you ever asked somebody for some of their chips? And it was like, yeah, you can have some. You're like, I'm a grown man. If you better give me more than one chip, what are you doing? That's how we disseminate Legal Shield information. We give them piece by piece. There you go. Did you like it? Would you like some more? That's how we've been working our business, man. That's insulting to him. Why does he have to come back? You know what that is? You know why we do this? For control. I need to control the situation. It's a fear to let loose control.
It's like, I think her name was Dora in the cartoon with the fish, Finding Nemo. Let go. Dory. We got to let go. We don't power struggle. We serve. I'm not selling this, brother. I'm customer service to this amazing company, Legal Shield. I deal with them like a Nordstrom salesperson. Hey, how you doing? I see you're taking a look at some suits here. Do you need any help? Can I show you anything?
Yeah, tell me about this one.
Okay, cool, great. Then I tell him about it. But if he says, I'm just looking, can I help you on anything?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay, great. Well, I'll be right over here if you need anything. All right, awesome. Leave him alone. What we've learned is people want to be left alone, but they don't want you to go too far away. Coming back, hey, you good? I know you're looking at some stuff.
Still looking.
All right, cool. I'll be over here. Take your time. But if I disappear, that's when he'll start looking for me. Where'd he go? Salesperson not doing their job. It's customer service. I want to go at whatever his pace is. He may not want anything today. Well, great. Hey, well, if you do find yourself looking for anything, just let me know. We'll take care of you right here for you, okay?
Thank you.
Great. There was no pressure. He has no problem coming back. Have you ever dealt with a salesperson that's so pushy you not coming back to that story because you don't want to deal with him? You don't want to run into that scenario again. That's how so many people see us. So there's no control factor here. Take a look at the videos on your time. Did you like what you saw? Great. Hey, if it made sense, it could make money for you. Would you be interested in seeing how the money works?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the same website. Let me show you. Go back to the homepage. Scroll all the way down where it says Sell Legal Shield. Click on Learn More. You see right there? This is my friend Bob. He's going to break it down. You see the conversation that says Our Compensation? Click on that video. It's like 9 minutes, but it goes over all the money, our bonus programs, B&W, stuff like that. All right? Call you back in a few minutes. See what you thought. See what you want to do. See, he's in control. Does it hurt me to give him control?
No.
It may make for a longer sales cycle. Now, if I pressure him, I could probably, if I use my verbal jujitsu, I can probably get him to submit today. I don't want him to tap out and say, all right, give me a membership. Leave me alone. Because he'll cancel it in 6 months. He'll look back on that experience with resentment. He'll sign up as an associate and never call you again. How many of you have had that happen? Sign up as an associate and never call you again. Why would somebody do that? Because they want to pay $149 to get rid of you. All right, take it. Leave me alone. Right it out to Damien there, huh? You know what I mean? And so once I share the information like that, now we're in a conversation. They don't mind talking to me about it because I haven't pressured them about anything. They don't feel like I'm selling them anything. So now when we're talking about it, they're telling me what they liked. Man, so let me ask you a couple questions. Does money make sense? Well, you know, this. I may entertain one or two basic ones. I say, well, would it be helpful if I let you talk to somebody who has been doing this much longer, actually got the same background you got? Because I know, you know, you want to figure out how you could do this with, you know, your background and your circle of influence and your circle of people. Would it be helpful if I introduce you to so-and-so? They've been in the business this long. I edify. You know what? Yeah, that would be helpful. I haven't had one person say it wouldn't be helpful. Now I'm on a natural three-way call. How many of you freak out with trying to do three-way calls? Does this sound more natural?
Yeah.
Write down helpful. Would it be helpful to you? That phrase in and of itself does two things. For one, it lets them know I'm just here to help. And it's really okay. Whatever you want or don't want, it's really okay because I'm going to stay in business. And whenever you're ready, I'll be here. It does that, number one. Number two, it reminds us what our job is. It's to be helpful, not to get a commission. Not to force them in because we need a new point. It's to be helpful. So the same person signs up, but they sign up on their own time. And I get them on a three-way call. Or I say, hey, would it be helpful? You know what? We're getting with some business partners. I think it may be helpful if you came out to one of our open house. We're doing one this Tuesday. A bunch of the business partners are going to be there. You can see it in person because I know sometimes seeing stuff on the internet is a little weird. So you see the person too. And then, you know, probably grab a bite to eat afterwards too. How does that sound?
That is good.
Cool. So come out about 7 o'clock. We're going to do some networking. Then we're going to dive into the open house presentation. And then afterwards, we get a chance to, you know, introduce you to everybody and, you know, just see what the next step is for you.
Okay.
Cool. All right. I'll see you Tuesday. Great. Here's the address. Matter of fact, I'm going to come pick you up. Great. Dress sharp. Don't want you mad at me. Great. How easy. Do you see how just flowing it is? Now, I shared this information on a conference call, and they said, Mr. Branch, that sounded so perfect. That sounded so great. That's if everything goes right. What happens when it goes wrong? Great. Like what? Like what? For example, make it go wrong. Lucas. Okay. You just saw the video. So, man, what'd you like about the video? You hate the video? Wow, that's unfortunate. Okay, cool. Well, this is what I'm going to do. Now you at least know what I do. It may not be for you. That's all right. Now you at least know what I do. If anything pops up, though, would you keep me in mind?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, brother. No problem. All right, we still going bowling next week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. I'm not going to change his hate. I'm not that interested. He's open to whatever. I'm not even going to entertain something that intense. I'm not going to entertain. Most of us want to go and back and forth. There's no back and forth because what did I just communicate to him? I'm not. It's all good. I'm not desperate. Arguing is desperation. I'm not desperate. Your business doesn't need one person. There's no one person that will make or break your business. Never give one prospect that much power in that sense of the term. Does that make sense, everyone? And so they could say, I hate it. They could say, you know what I have gotten? Man, I see it. I used to. Is this prepaid legal? Because I knew about prepaid legal. I said, man, actually it is. It's prepaid legal upgraded. It's like prepaid legal after they got their superpowers. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I mean, we was doing some great stuff before. It was a great concept, but we just had some really big players come in, purchase us out for like $650 million. And now, I mean, we're taking this thing to a whole nother level. So I just thought I'd share it with you. That way you knew at least the updates of what's going on. Okay, that's all right. All right. It's just a peaceful conversation. There is no one phrase or term there's a couple terms that's helpful, like using the term helpful, right? But there's no script because everybody is different. So when you want to work on something, you know what I want you to work on? Work on your social skills. Work on being able to read body language. Work on that. Work on being able to tell when somebody's being polite, but they're ready to get away from you. Yes. Right? Work on that aspect. Lucas, come here for a second. Is this helpful?
Yes.
Okay. And so if I'm talking to Lucas, we just met, and I'm like, yeah, man, because so and so and so. You see how this is weird. I'm all in the space. And he may try to be nice about it, like, yeah, so, you know, all right, yeah, it may take a step back. He takes a step back, I take a step forward. I've seen this, and the way I know that a lot of our associates have bad social skills and don't know how to read social context, because you do it with each other. You do it with each other. I see it everywhere I go. So now it's time to start paying attention to other people. There's a book called Listening for Success. I couldn't find it anywhere but online. Last name of the author is Shapiro. This very easy read. Like almost Who Moved My Cheese type easy read. Very easy read. One of the most powerful books I ever. The way I interacted with people changed completely after that part. If I'm a man and I'm prospecting or talking to a young lady, I'm not going to leave my hand on her shoulder. She may misinterpret my intentions. Does that make sense? And I don't want her to think that, right? I'm going to invite her and her boyfriend. If I know she has one or not, I'm going to assume she does. And I'm going to let her know my wife will be there. Or my girlfriend will be there. Or both of them. Who knows? Now I'm glad. I couldn't help it. Oh, thank you. Right? So the social cues start to interact with this stuff, right? How many of us get just jacked out of our mind excited? Right? I do too. When I'm talking to you, I get excited like this. When I'm talking to a prospect, I am creeping them out if I'm talking to them like this. This is creepy. This is weird. They think I drunk the Kool-Aid, you know what I mean, or whatever. So it's my job to be relaxed but excited. They, when I play, they told me it was intensity without volume. It was like, be intense, so I yell. But like, don't yell at me. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. Intensity without volume. I like to call it passion, right? Let your heart for the thing come out. And once again, you don't have to have all the answers. Laugh that off. You don't have to have all the product knowledge. Laugh that off. And when they say, well, I don't want, you know, just tell me what's going on. They don't have a problem watching a video if it's only 3 minutes. That's painless. And there's nothing I can say that would be better than what you're going to see. You like that? You like that? That's good. That's good. Man, bro, there's nothing I can say that would be better. What you're, and I don't want you to get half the story. I forget how to leave stuff out. If I explain to you, it's going to take 10 minutes. They do it, it's going to be 3. You know I'm long-winded. Take a look at it. Keep it light and keep it easy, and no matter what happens, I feel as though we went from being, we've gone from being street brawlers to Shaolin monks. Now when I share the information, it's more like Tai Chi. I'm not fighting. Hey, whatever. That's fine. I hate it. Okay. There's no conflict. There's no conflict. And people have been saying, you know what? This is something I think I may want to do. I say, okay, when do you want to get started? You want to get started today? You still got to ask for the clothes. Let me finish with a few things because I don't want everybody to get so relaxed that you just, you know, start watching lava lamps and you don't close anybody. Right? Right. Yeah. The colors, man. The colors. Right? So we got to be careful. You don't want to do that. You want to be what we call patiently persistent. Patiently persistent. Patiently, not patiently passive. You don't want that. You're still guiding them through a journey. You're just being understanding of their pace. Their pace will seldom be your pace. And people only like to be pushed for so long. Nobody likes it. When last time you enjoyed being sold? Yeah, man, they sold me something. Man, it was great. They sold me. I ain't wanted it, and they sold me. That's not a pleasant memory. And if it did happen, you look back on it like you were almost violated. Like, huh, how did I end up with this? You ever had that experience? Right? So in the follow-up process, or in the, let's say, the closing process, you're asking them, are you ready? If you did all of this properly, you have the right to ask them if they're ready to get involved. You have earned that right by being diligent and being polite and not overdoing it and everything else. You have the right to say, so, did it make sense to you? You ready to get involved with our membership? You ready to get involved in our business? That's simple. You don't have to do any tricks. You don't have to do the special five-way close and the... You don't have to do any of that. You really don't. Are you ready to get started with us? Great, you know, oh, you want to wait. And you'll hear everything. You know what? It sounds good. I had my frat brother was over there in the house, and I told him to watch the videos at his house, and then we was just playing phone tag. Couldn't catch up with each other. No problem. Hey, call me in 2 days. Okay. I didn't rush it. I called him when he told me to call him. Because of that, you have to write everything down. You have to write down everything. All right? There are certain prospecting forms. You may have a CRM that you use. You may have your own follow-up form that you use. I have no problem getting to Mr. Wilkinson the forms that we use. okay, for our group. So just write, every page is a different person. So you write it down. Call them on this day because you will forget. And because this prospecting process is easy, you will find yourself prospecting more people. And there'll be no way to keep up with all the different requests that you may have from the different people. Call me this day, call me this time, call me this day. So I followed up with him, and we just kept missing each other. Eventually, we was able to catch each other. He said, so, you know, where you want to meet? I said, just come over to the house. He came over to the house. I said, did you watch all the videos? I didn't finish all the videos. I said, great, which one did you finish on? Great, well, let me show you. So I just hooked it up to my TV. I showed him the rest of the videos. So computer up to the TV with an HDMI cable, showed him the rest of the videos. He watched it while I finished the conference call. I'm busy, I got something. Right? I finished the conference call. He watched the videos. He was like, wow, this is good. I said, okay, you ready to see the money? All right. That's my favorite one. Me and my boy, Bob. Showed him Bob. Bob breaks it down. He said, wow, got a couple questions. I said, man, no problem. You know, answer a couple questions. I edified a three-way, just like I did. Would it be helpful for you if I introduce you to one of the people that mentors me? They break it down. They break it down because I don't want you to think you have to be me. And the way, and this way, if you do get started, he'll know who you are and he'll be willing to help you too. Yeah, that'd be cool. Sweet. Got him on the phone. Okay, cool. I'm ready to go. I won't be able to start the business until like September. Now, I know the 60-60 is going on. I won't be able to start the business till September, but I said, okay. I won't be able to start till September. I said, okay, great. Well, let me ask you this. Would it be helpful if you did your membership now and did your business then, so that way you're not doing them both at the same time? Whatever he says is okay. He said, you know what, that would be cool. I said, all right, great. I set him up by the computer. I walk away. I notice he hadn't filled it out yet. I come back. I say, and he looked like something was wrong. I said, is everything okay? He said, man, honestly, like, can it come out on tour? I said, brother, you ain't gotta do this right now. It's cool. I saw the pressure just leave him. I saw, but the old me would have said, well, you know what? Let's just do the $17 now then, and we'll upgrade you next week or when your money comes in. I would have kept pushing. But I didn't. I said, bro, it's all right. It's cool. Relax. Don't worry about it. We'll do it later. You know, you think you may want to come out to our open house? That'd be cool. I think that'd be helpful to you. Come out, meet some of the business partners. He came out to the briefing, got fired up. The briefing told him about the 60-60. Oh, I also said, hey, would it be, I just want to let you know, in August, you know, this is going on and you get that back. Is that going to go to September? I'm not sure. It may, though. It may. I'm just not sure. I'm not playing games with them. Does that mean, you know what I mean? I'm not playing games with adults no more. I'm just being straight up. And he came to the briefing. When he saw the briefing, he was mind blown. He said, man, I got to get involved in August. I didn't have to tell him he had to get involved in August. He said that. And when I go back, I got to follow up with him again. You know what I mean? This is the comfort level that will allow you. Now, let me ask you a question. What was painful for the prospect was also painful for the associates. Is what I described, does that sound painful? Does that sound like something you can do? Easily, easily, easily. No harms, no fouls. And we just continue to follow up. Patiently, persistent. If they tell you to follow up, you have to. How long do you follow up for? Till they're dead or in. Or they say, don't ever follow up with me again. And then you just follow up like a year later. You'd be like, I know you was emotional last year. I didn't want you to make a life decision based on a temporary emotion, brother. You ready for me? But that's what, so the tracking is everything. You're going to find yourself with a new form for every person. So be ready to get organized. There is no business you can expect major income from without being organized. So if you have organization problems, start working that out in your mind right now that you're about to get over them. That's honest. That's honest. Even if you were successful, you'll lose all your money because if you're not organized, you won't do your taxes right and the government will come and get it. It's real. We got to get organized in business. So get ready to get organized, but also get ready for this to explode. I'm going to tell you this. This company is ran by brilliant people. The 60-60 program, as he said, is right in alignment with what I just explained to you as the way we share this information. And I'm working diligently with your leadership to make sure that you all get the formal training for what I'm explaining to you. So we're working on that behind the scenes. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
But until then, you're stuck with me. All right? Winking his, right? And so you have that going on. We got court. I want to make sure I hit everything because we're about to be done. Yep. We did. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. So get organized. Utilize your forms. If you don't have forms, go to Mr. Wilkinson. He'll have them in the next couple of days. Okay? He'll have them in the next couple of days for you so that you can do that. Lastly, trust your leaders. Trust your leaders. Our leadership goes all the way up to our corporate office. Trust your platinum. Trust your regional managers. Trust your regional vice presidents. Trust your vice president of sales, Pat Hodges. Trust your president. Vice president of sales, Tony Petrell. Vice president of training, Pat Hodges. The president, Alan Fernley. Your CEO, Rip Mason. Trust your company. Anytime you have a leader, your leader will always have a little more information than you actually have to make a decision with. Think about your household. Your children can't make your decisions because they don't have all the information. They're not supposed to. If they had all the information, they would freeze up. The kids don't need to know that the lights bill is late. They don't need to know that. I've seen parents make that mistake, sharing everything with the kids. They can't process that. They go to school and can't focus on math because they're worried about being in the dark. Their worry level is too big because they don't have enough life experience to balance that out, that it would be okay. Are y'all with me? The regional vice president has a little more information than regional managers. Regional managers got to trust the RVP. The RVP got to trust the president, the CEO. They're working off of all researched information. Those briefings are researched, polished, and powerful. If you do it with energy. We had a great time at the briefing on Thursday. I love showing those videos. First of all, I ain't got to talk for an hour. So that's awesome. But when I leave, guests feel like they could do it because they got the videos. By me being interjected between videos, I empower the videos to do what they do. Because the videos are more duplicable than I am. You ain't going to make another Harold. Are y'all with me? Does that make sense? When you start at 7 o'clock, you network. People understand networking and hanging out with each other. 7:30 to 8:15 presentation, 15-minute break, 8:30 to 9 o'clock training. If I could set my clock to you, I'd show up. But if I don't know what I'm going to get every week, no consistency. People need consistency. They need it. Got to have it. So believe in that. Protect the brand. Protect the brand. Make sure that when you got business cards, you're getting them from JFA Online. Why make your own? It's a waste of time. Don't do that. Don't recreate the wheel when you could just go running this way with the momentum of the entire company. These numbers, they're not lying. If I leave, that graph will be the exact same. And if you want growth, massive growth, tipping point growth. Do you know Mr. Fernley told us that if the whole company did what Arizona did last year, we'll be at 2.2 million memberships next year. Dude. I'm sorry, not dude, but people, family. Like, do y'all understand what that means? It took us 40 years. We're at 1.4. So in 12 months, we could increase by over 70% what took us 40 years. With that same number, that means we would double in a year and a half. So by January 2015, we could be at 2.8 million memberships if everybody gets on the same page and run together, believing in our leadership and our company. That's already proven. Not coming to you saying we think it'll work. We're saying it worked. In Arizona, it worked in Florida, it worked in Illinois. It worked so good, Darnell Self laid it out to his entire team. Worked so good, the Hoffman wrote it out to the entire team. The Millions wrote it out to the entire team. This is the new direction of the company. And everybody's going to get formally trained on this. This is just it. Do you realize that in 40 years, I'm a numbers guy, in 40 years, with the 1.4 million memberships, we created 400 six-figure ring earners and 200 millionaires. We double those numbers in a year and a half, and let's say we only create half that success, which is impossible, but this is super conservative, low ball. That means in a year and a half, we'll create 200 new six-figure ring earners and 100 new millionaires with this company. And several of them are in this room right now. Are in this room right now. So if anybody encourages different, I just want to see the research to back theirs up, because this is research to back me up. My research is there. Oh, this is awesome. Okay. I want to let you know who's going to be here next week, next month, to continue to promote this. I don't know if you've noticed, you've been invaded by Arizona. Mr. Larry Smith, my Uncle Platinum. He's not my upline, but he my uncle in legal shield. My Uncle Platinum, very dear to me. He was here last year, last month. I get to bring to you somebody so dear to my heart. A state isn't ran by one person. It's not. Our growth, we're proud of it, and we could do a lot better. I get that. I'm not magic. I have a team in Arizona that is second to none. Powerful believers. And your speaker for next month is a Millionaire Club member. The 99th millionaire in Legal Shield. The last double-digit millionaire of Legal Shield. She closed that chapter. She runs the state as a fellow vice president for the state of Arizona. The new group school materials, she helped create. She is hand in hand with the top leaders of this company. They go to her for advice on what direction to go. Not only is she the group vice president, extremely successful in the group arena, has a huge team, a massive organization. She gets money in every area of the wheel. You're going to have six-figure ring earner, millionaire club member, my sister, Miss Brenda Anderson. She was instrumental in the Focus Group Arizona. Instrumental. She knows this. She knows this language. And she will continue your process as you move forward. And I encourage you to not miss anything. Family, you allowed me to take up a fair amount of your time today. I thank you for that. I appreciate that. I know at times just hearing part of the story may have seemed mundane, but hopefully you understood the foundation I was trying to create for this part of where we are. You got to know where you came from to appreciate where you're going, to truly understand what's next. We are on the verge of a true tipping point in Legal Shield, true momentum like we've never seen before in this business. We have spent the last few years shedding dead weight
and getting rid of individuals who would merely complicate what we're trying to do. Success is often like a hot air balloon. And in order to go higher, you got to throw some bags over the side. This is a company that's going to be here for your children. I've been approached by many different network marketing companies. They say, how long have you been with Legal Shield? I say, 10 years. I say, how long have you been with your company? They said, 2. I say, call me in 8. Most companies haven't even been around as long as I've been in Legal Shield. You can't promise me residual income when you've never had to prove it. We have over 44,000 associates that receive residual income right now. 44,000. We are in an industry with absolutely zero competition. And we're on the verge of our tipping point. You are the future legends of Legal Shield. I look forward to being on that panel with you, to laughing about that time we talked in Utah in front of all the new associates in 2025, whatever it is, when we are filthy, ridiculous rich, and instead of going and visiting lakes, we go by them. And we got to decide which plane, yours or mine, to take when we go travel the world. I look forward to that. I look forward to coming to see your children as they go to the best universities in the world, as they play symphonies around the world, as they experience a global experience because you sacrificed and you hung in there with honor and nobility through maybe tough times, through transition times, but you saw a vision and you held true to your vision, whatever that was. I look forward to supporting the nonprofit organizations that you're going to create and your philanthropy and the different people and the different villages and the different communities around the world that you're going to make sure get a meal, because that's just what you do when you have a disposable $20,000 a month. You help other people. That's my passion. And now I get to create other success stories and ride that through. I thank you for your time. I truly do. I thank you for listening to me. It's a lot more people that could have done a lot more polished job than I, so I appreciate that as well. I hope you take something that we talked about today and change your life with it. But more importantly, I really hope that you run with us, because if you knew what I know, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. My name is Harold Branch. I look forward to coming back. Take care. Tell them where the ticket sales are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Customer one!
Okay, we are going to have tickets on sale. They will be in the back, and they are 2 for $30, all right? If you want extra deals and you want to get 5 for the price of 4, whatever, just work with the girls back there. They know everything that's going on. But here's one thing I do want you to understand. Mr. Branch just brought up that Brenda was instrumental in putting together all of the new group training and worked with the focus group. We're going to do a special training Friday before Super Saturday, absolutely free. That sounds weird. But luckily, because of Land working with us right now. Where'd you go, Land? There he is. He's trying to find us a free location, so if it's free to us, it's free to everybody. The only contingency is you're going to have to be small business and group certified to attend. So you're going to want to make sure you are small business or group certified. I would encourage you this. When Deanne gets back, she is gone right this weekend because she is actually getting all this new training with Brenda. When she gets back, you want to make sure you get that group school filled so that we have everybody all set up. So watch your calendars for all the information. I would like it if people that are buying 2 tickets for the $30, we want to get up here. Let's get a picture. Let's get it back out to Tony and let him know that Utah's back on the map. We're going to get things rocking and rolling. So we'll look forward to seeing you. Now, Mike, where are you at? What was the address on where we're going for lunch? 10649 South State Street. Mike, are you a sushi connoisseur?
Absolutely.
Is it worth the price?
It's worth the price.
Is it cheap compared to most?
Yeah, it's terrific.
You guys get that? 10649 South State?
It's named Fuji.
Fuji. Yeah. And Mike has already got it set up, so get with Mike if you're going to be there so we can make sure we get a head count so we don't blow him out of the water, okay? And then we're going to go over and spend some time with Mr. Branch before we let him get on an airplane and get out of here, unless he's got his own airplane yet. Haven't got the own airplane. Well, we'll have it. We'll have it, okay? Any other last-minute details, get with some of the other leaders in the room. We're going to be discussing more of those. Oh, September 14th. I apologize. September 14th, right on your ticket. Brenda will be here on the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. Special training on the 13th. We will have a performance club dinner. I don't think we have a location yet. Jenny, Shayla? They will get the location set up as we go. Okay? Thanks a lot. We'll see you guys over at dinner. Come back up. We'll get your picture taken.